Okay, let's see if that works. Yes. So, thank you very much for having me. I'm Julius. I work at DB InfraGrow, which is Germany's infrastructure operator for railway infrastructure, and I work in the passenger station department of it. We also have a track department. And long story short, that's also the title of the presentation at DB InfraGrow. We have a new API for data on our station data, which is called OpenStation, which we released in December of last year, so only 1 month ago, basically, which is based on European standards NetX and Siri and an open data API, which we did not have in this form before. And I want to take the chance today to show you a bit what we did, and also maybe for those of you that don't know too much about NetX or Siri, a bit what it looks like in detail to get a first impression of what NetX might feel like. Maybe to integrate a bit with the talk from this morning, not really, from 1 or 2 hours ago, where Mr. Jugelt presented, we have some reasons to release our data. Some of them are regulatory, some of them is our own desire. But mainly regulation-wise, we have the MMTIS regulation that you already heard about that's valid for the whole or applies to the whole transportation sector. And then we also have the TSI PRM regulation, which is one of the TSIs that was mentioned before, which applies only for heavy metal, as we call it, so the real railways, which basically specifies that we need to report which of our stations are accessible and in which way. It also indicates how to build new stations, that they have to be accessible, but it says for existing stations, you at least have to report how accessible they are. And both of these regulations indicate that you should use NetX for data publication. And then the last thing is DB InfraGrow, the GO actually stands for the common good. And so we decided that we actually also do want to release our data to the public to create some transparency on our infrastructure and to allow some use cases that we probably don't figure out ourselves. So some of you might feel like this about NetX or Siri, so I want to take a brief moment to introduce a bit on this. I think last year and the year before we had some talk. This time is a scam, by the way. I didn't start at 5 before. Okay. So NetX is derived from the so-called Transmodel standard, which is the common vocabulary for, so for example, they agreed that what is a trip in public transport? That's a bus going from A to B, for example. You could define a trip in a different way. And then from that, they derive multiple standards. For us, most important, NetX and Siri, which are used for scheduled and real-time information, respectively. Both of these standards then have a ton of sub-standards, of which not all of are really important for every use case. So for us, for example, the network topology case is important, and then some profiles. What that means, I will go into in a bit. And then if you look into the NetX standard, it looks a bit confusing because it's a big mess of XSD files, which are nested. So it's really hard to find sort of what attributes you need to deliver. At least for us, that was the case. But there are some tools in case you want to do this yourself. For example, this from Data for Public Transport, which sort of visualizes how the XML structure looks. And I really recommend using a tool like this if you work with NetX or Siri, even though it hurts to admit. What does actually NetX data look like? This is a really simple example, but yes, it's XML. It's maybe not the most convenient, but in the end, you sort of get what it does. And it's quite easy to understand, actually, if you just look at NetX data itself. I will skip this for now. So what we did, we just mapped our entire station infrastructure to the NetX concepts that are sort of representing it. So we're like, okay, what's the station? That's called a stop place in NetX. What's a level? Okay, that's sort of like ground floor or whatever. What's a platform? That's called a key, and so on and so forth. And we also mapped all of our equipments to their respective NetX equivalents, so that in the end we get this sort of graph for our station, which is what we want to release in this OpenStation API. So basically, it allows you to do some routing without the geodata. So just can I get from A to B, and not how fast can I get from A to B, because we don't have that data yet. To be fair, we also don't have that data yet, but this is sort of the goal for us for this year to internally collect all that data, and our API, which is released now, sort of already supports it. So once we put it into our internal system, you will get this graph out of the API. This is also some detail I can skip. This is what the API looks like, just really pretty XML files that go into a lot of detail. Also, we have Siri for our elevators, which you can combine then to basically have this graph and add some real-time information on top of it to know if you can actually go from A to B even though the elevator is broken at the moment or so on. And our goal is that everyone in the public transportation sector, infrastructure operator, does it similarly. Also your local bus operator, for example, for the local bus stop or for the metro stop. Unfortunately, they're not mandated to do everything that we do at the moment, so that's still lacking. How can you get the data? We have this GitHub repo where there's different links to the ways you can obtain the data. You can download it directly without login or get it from the API marketplace. And the cool thing that I'm really proud of is we somehow managed to convince our management to release it as CC0 for the first time, I think, ever. So you can Maybe last point, how does it integrate into the existing infrastructure that DB releases? Maybe you heard of something like RIS stations or so on. Our idea for the future is that we have this sort of infrastructure raw data block, and OpenStation is Infrago's raw data block about this is what our infrastructure looks like. And then people like DB can build their MMTIS system on top of it. But you could also build your own MMTIS system. And for example, MOTIS or Transitions is also an MMTIS system. And then the end users or the end applications have a choice which MMTIS system they want to use, which is probably also why the regulation is called MMTIS. I think they had the same goal in mind, and OpenStation sort of fits in that architecture. Last point, what do we have planned for this year? I think most important for some people here, we are considering doing a proposal for a JSON variant of NATEX. Maybe someone wants to talk to us about this. Maybe someone wants to collaborate on this. And also, from as I mentioned, our main point is data quality and completeness, because we built the technical framework now, but the data itself, as you might have seen in some situations, is still lacking a bit. So that's our big focus for this year. And with that being said, thank you very much. There's a link to our documentation, and if you want an 1 hour version of this talk, in which I don't like speak three times as fast as normal, you can check this link. Thank you very much.